All right, joined by Robert Ott of 97 Cell Song Sessions, coming up in Penticton, July 20th through the 22nd. Robert, thanks for taking the time here today. I appreciate it.
Trevor, good to talk to you today. Thanks for having me on. We're very excited to once again be presenting the 97 Cell Song Sessions. This is the fifth year season we're doing this. And we're very thankful for Stingray, our presenting sponsor, who have enabled this event once again this year for the audience. So thank you guys. As you said, we're in Penticton, British Columbia, July 20 to 22. We've got a fantastic show this year called Spotlight on Nashville.
Yeah, you've got a nice little combination of performers here. And the Spotlight on Nashville, of course, a great event. You really get a chance to kind of learn about the songs, learn behind the scenes, you know, some of the things about it that you may not have known. And some of these songs people have loved their entire lives. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they get tickets to the Spotlight on Nashville on Saturday at 8 p.m.?
Sure. So a lot of the audience may know about the Bluebird Cafe, the famous Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. It's a place where songwriters perform in the round. And this show is very much the same, just maybe on steroids, a little bit of a bigger venue and audience. And what we have is four artists on stage performing their hit songs, talking about how they came to be, stories of the road, career stories, and playing songs and hit songs. So this year we have Canada's own Paul Brandt, the most awarded country music artist in the history of Canada. Needs no introduction. Recording artist Jamie O'Neill, who wrote There Is No Arizona and recorded it. Lee Thomas Miller, who wrote Wisdom You Knew for Chris Stapleton, among his seven number one hits. Wendell Mobley, who wrote a bunch of the Rascal Flatts hits, among others. And these guys are all hosted on that stage by Grammy winner and Music Hall of Famer Tim Nichols, who wrote the famous country super smash, Live Like You Were Dying. So these folks are going to get on stage, play their songs, tell stories. It's a very transporting show, very emotional. And for anybody that's ever seen this show in Nashville, they would understand how great it is. In addition to that, we have on the other days, so you can either buy tickets to the main stage, which I just described, or you can get a VIP 3-day pass, which enables you to go to an opening sponsors and VIP barbecue with the artists. The next day, you attend the main stage. Saturday, we have a matinee called the Discovery Series, where we have up-and-coming talent like the Okanagan Valley's own Tegan Gase, who will be there hosting that. And then, of course, on Saturday night for VIP track, we have a very special event we call Icon. And this year, our icon is Rick Emmett of Triumph, rock star and guitar virtuoso, and obviously you know the great songs like Magic Power and Lay It on the Line and all these great songs that Triumph put out over the years. So Rick will be there sitting down with Stingray's own Paul McGuire.
Now, those are the types of songs that people hear on this station all the time. So, yeah, when you're talking about Rick Emmett, you're definitely talking their language. Now, you talked about some of the different ways to get tickets, but we were talking just off the air that, you know, it's a different experience because some people might go in with some preconceived notions about how this is going to go as we describe it, but then you leave and, you know, you might shed a tear or two and you might think, wow, that was not at all what I was expecting.
I pointed out to you off the air that last year I had a number of grown men come up to me and admonish me for not telling them that they were going to cry during the show. And you know, that's what happens because people use songs to explain their lives, to help them through experiences, whether they're good or bad. And so some of these songs are fun and happy and, you know, party songs, and some of the songs are very sad songs and songs that people lean on when they're in tough times. So, you know, it's kind of like the journey of life. It goes up and down, and that's the way the show is. The show is the journey of life and songs. So it's a very special thing and a very human experience and very moving.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, absolutely. Now, like you said, a few different ways to get tickets. You can get just tickets to the main stage if you'd like. There's still the VIP 3-day pass is available, so you could really take in everything. But you could get tickets for the main stage spotlight on Nashville for Saturday and then the Saturday matinee as well. And there's also accommodations. If people are coming from out of town, there's a way that they can, you know, book hotels that you guys are working with.
So we have currently a la carte tickets for the main stage on Saturday night. The Saturday matinee is open, and actually it's a very good bargain at $20. It's an a la carte event, so anyone can join it and go to it. And I would especially recommend it for people that have aspirations of being in the music business, songwriters, artists of any kind who are just getting started, because these folks are on their first record or second record in that show, and they're talking about their experience about getting started and how it was, and I'm playing their hit songs that they've had so far. So, you know, it's a very special array of offerings that weekend for our audience.
It's going to be a great event. Robert, I appreciate you taking the time here with me to talk a little bit about 97 South Song Session, something I'm very excited about and something our listeners hopefully are just as excited about. You can head on down to 97SouthSongSessions.com, get your tickets. We're going to have some tickets to give away here at K as well. But Robert Ott, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it today.
Thank you, Trevor, and it's been great to be on, and we're very excited for next week.